The Big Family. Dedicated to the Paines, a Big Bug family through and through. Chris, Jen, Lauren, and little Evie Bug, too. As you lay on a summer's day, in a cool and shady place, don't look up into the skies. Instead, look down and squint your eyes. Squint your eyes so very tight, and if you look with all your might, you'll find the land of more than small. In this land live bugs, that's all. Follow the train tracks as they twist and turn through the land of more than small. Watch as the train chugs through forests of thistle pine and clover. Listen as the old steam engine, the Puffin, squeals to a stop in the little town of Bugville. Two blasts of the whistle and all the bug passengers skitter and scatter off the train. By bus, scooter, and hopmobile, they zip down Rushweed Road and into the heart of Bugville. Here, out-of-town bugs shop for this and that. Some buy fried fruit fritters from Puffy's Bakery or a pair of pocket pants from Dude's Duds. Most of the local bugs simply scurry home to family and friends. Bugville is truly a wonderful place for bugs to live. At the corner of Best and Better, not far from Bugville Station, stands a house filled to the brim with children. This is the home of the Big Family. In this house live Letty and Big Big, and their 10 children. Mr. and Mrs. Big have 9 sons, Bobby, Billy, Bernie, Buddy, Barry, Bradley, Barney, Buckley, and Big Jr., whom everyone calls Bubba. There is also one little big daughter, Katie Did, the youngest of all. The house is small, and there are many Bigs. In fact, the big house is so small that the Bigs are always bumping into one another. This used to be a problem. One big bug would bump into another, then that bug would get mad and bump back. Soon angry words were flying like darts to a dartboard. One evening, one of the little big bug boys went to the bathroom to brush his teeth. It may have been Buckley. He was joined by another big brother and another and another. Finally, all 9 brothers were trying to brush their teeth at the same time. What made it worse was that Bubba was such a big, big bug that he counted for 3. Adding little Katie Did to this powder room pie made 12. In a bathroom with only 1 sink, that's a big crowd. The disaster started innocently enough. One brother accidentally squirted a teeny tiny bit of toothpaste on another brother's foot. Then some bug accidentally spit on some other bug's hand. Before you knew it, a toothpaste war had broken out in the tiny bathroom of the big bug house. After the toothpaste war, Father Big was very upset. He sent all the big children to bed early. As they marched to their rooms, he said, "There will be no dessert for the rest of the week." The big children tried to be brave as they tumbled into their big bug bunk beds. No bug cried, not even little Katie did. No bug, that is, except Bubba. Bubba may have been big, but he acted like a baby bug when it came to losing dessert. You would have thought that after the toothpaste war, the big children would have learned their lesson. You would have thought they would be on their best behavior the next day. Everything started politely at the breakfast table that morning. One of the big children nicely asked another bug to pass the bugly bran flakes, and some bug asked another bug to pass the curdly cream. Then some bug, no one knows who for sure, threw a piece of roast toast. The toast hit another bug right on the head. Then the sugar from that bug's spoon was poured on his sister instead. Before you could say biscuit batter is better when made with bitter butter, there was a food fight. Bugly bran flakes flew like leaves in a windstorm all over the kitchen. What made this food fight worse than worst was Letty and Big Big walking into the kitchen. With a whoa and a yee-haw, they both slipped on some cream that had been spilled near the door. "Stop it!" Mother Big snapped as she picked herself up from the floor. Just like that, the kitchen became very, very quiet. Not a sound was heard except the plip, plop of cream dripping from the door. It was so quiet that you could hear the last bugly bran flake as it landed on the floor. Letty and Big paced back and forth with their hands clasped behind their backs. "We don't know what we are going to do with you buglets," they said, shaking their heads. Finally, Letty stopped pacing and faced the children. Waving a big wooden spoon, she said, First, you will clean up this mess. Then you will go to your rooms. You will not fight. You will not talk. You will not move one inch until tomorrow. By then, your father and I will figure out a punishment for each of you. All the big children knew they were in big, big trouble. They quickly cleaned up the kitchen and quietly went to their rooms. The big children stayed in their rooms for most of that day. But by late afternoon, they started thinking that maybe their parents were to blame for all their troubles. "This is a big bunch of bug baloney," they muttered. "Making us stay in our rooms isn't fair." "I know what we'll do," whispered Bubba. "Let's run away from home. It's too crowded here anyway." "Yeah," the other bug said. "Let's run away. Then Mom and Dad will feel really bad." And with that, they began writing running away notes and packing their bags. When they were ready, the big kids quietly tiptoed into the kitchen and headed toward the back door. That's when they saw an envelope taped to the refrigerator. It was addressed to all the big bug children. It was written in Big Big's handwriting. Bubba took the envelope and started to open it. Then he stopped and said, "We'll read this later. I'll bet it's just a list of punishments. Let's run away before Mom and Dad hear us." All 10 Big Bug children ran out of the house, across Rushweed Road and on past Bugville Station. Like a long line of army ants, the big kids moved deep into the thistle pines. As the sun began to set, the big kids walked deeper and deeper into the forest. When the light disappeared, the night sounds of the forest creatures began to creak and croak. Each of the big bug children began to look around, just a little bit scared. No, actually, they were very, very scared. Maybe, said Bubba. Mom and Dad have learned their lesson by now. Yeah, the rest agreed. Let's go home. Mom and Dad have probably got Officer Buggins looking for us. They all agreed on what to do, but they didn't know how to do it. For, you see, the big bug kids were lost in the dark forest. They didn't know which way to go. The kids walked and wandered, getting more and more lost. Suddenly, just ahead, they saw the flickering light of a campfire. They hurried toward the light, hoping for some hot food and directions to get home. Crashing through the bushes around the campsite, the big children were very surprised to see what they saw. There, in the clearing, were none other than their parents, Letty and Big Big. "What are you kids doing here?" asked Letty and Big, their eyes wide open in surprise. "We ran away from home. What are you two doing here?" all the big bug kids chorused.
"Well," stammered Big, "we sort of ran away too. Didn't you get our note about your grandparents coming to spend the night?"
Feeling a bit embarrassed, Bubba reached into his pocket and took out the unopened envelope. At that moment, the big children and the big parents didn't feel very big. In fact, they felt pretty small. They realized that running away doesn't solve anything at all. As they sat around the fire talking, they all agreed to try a little harder to get along. For after all, they were the big bug family called the Bigs, and the most important word was family. If you live in a big, big family, or if your family is itty-bitty small, remember the big family story and try to get along. That's all. The Big Family is a story about getting along with others. Like all the stories I write, this story is about me. When I was young, my family wasn't really big, but it was big enough to make things a bit crowded all the time. There were 6 of us, my mom and dad, my 2 older brothers, my younger sister, yuck, and me. Whenever we traveled, the 4 of us kids would gleefully leap into the back seat of the car. We loved to travel, at least for the first 15 minutes. After that, it was more like we had been smashed, crunched, and shoved into the tiny back seat of the car. We immediately divided the back seat into 4 territories, and we each protected our borders with every tool at our disposal, our elbows, knees, and feet. Unlike the big family, we never learned to share the back seat. Even today, when I ride with my sister or brothers, I immediately establish my territory. So be warned, if you ride with me, don't cross the line. Feel free to write me and tell me how you like this bug adventure.